Hello, I'm Marina Santi.
And I'm Rachel Hobson. Welcome to Spotlight. This program uses a special English method of broadcasting. It is easier for people to understand, no matter where in the world they live.
Two girls stand opposite each other. They stretch out their hands to reach each other. Behind their joined hands, the sun sets. I cannot see their faces. I do not know their race or religion. What does this picture say? To me, it says, unity does not have to know limits.
Green fields stretch for many kilometers. A man stands on his small two-wheeled cart. A horse pulls him forward. Together, they work the field. What does this picture say? To me, it says, life is hard work.
Wide eyes look into a camera. The light falls on a face. It shows a girl. She is 15, 16 maybe. Her eyes are dark. They look straight at the camera. In front of her is a model of the world. What do her eyes say? To me, they look like they are asking for help.
These pictures and messages are all from photographs. Using cameras, young people have taken these photographs. They have used them to express their feelings. They have even used them to influence and change the world around them. In today's Spotlight, we look at the power of photographs.
The pictures described earlier are all parts of an international competition. It is especially for young people. It is organized by Shoot Nations. This group encourages young people to shoot or film pictures in their nations. In this way, they can capture the world through their eyes. Photography is their tool of expression.
In 2007, the group is asking young people these questions. What saddens you? What can you do about it? Who listens to you? Who do you look up to? Who rules your country? The idea is that young people record their answers in photographs. The winning photographs will be part of photography shows in major world cities, London, Madrid, Delhi, and Dakar.
Shoot Nations is a new project. It is formed by two groups, Plan and Shoot Experience. Plan is a community development organization. It centres on children. PLAN works in over 60 countries around the world. It deals with the causes of poverty. PLAN works with children, families, and communities. The group's aim is to build a world where children are healthy, safe, and know their self-worth.
PLAN works with Shoot Experience. This is a photography group. Through photographs, Shoot Experience connects people, ideas, and cities. The group encourages people to record pictures of the world around them. They can record their ideas, questions, and answers. Together, these groups hope that Shoot Nations will encourage young people to get involved in their communities and in the world.
Shoot Nations recognizes the work of similar groups. All over the world, there are skilled photography groups. They are using pictures to express their feelings, educate others, and improve the world around them, wherever it is.
The Mwelu Foundation is a project in one of the most unlikely places. It is in the Mtare Valley slum of Nairobi, Kenya. The group uses photography to reach young people in the slum. Workers provide children with simple cameras. They encourage them to capture everything that is good and bad in their daily lives. In this way, the world can see the slum through the children's eyes, and the world can see that even here, amazing skill and talent exists.
The Mtare slum is one of the largest slums in Africa. Hundreds of people live there. The area is only a few square kilometers. The people live in poor, temporary shelters. Human waste runs through the narrow paths. The waste rises and floods during heavy rain seasons. Every day is a struggle. People try to earn enough money to feed their hungry families. Every day, people die because of disease, drugs, crime, and violence. Who would believe that photography could influence and change this world? But it is.
Julius Mwelu is the founder of the Mwelu Foundation. He grew up in the Mtare slum. A visitor to the slum gave him his first camera. He was only 14 years old. Through photography, Julius has taught people all over the world. His photographs tell them about slum life. He says,
I was born in the ghetto of Mtare slum. I started taking photographs in 1997. A woman called Lana Wong helped me. In the beginning, I used a throwaway camera. In some of my first photographs, I missed people's hands, and sometimes their heads. But after a few months, I became better. I was then able to join a project called Shoot Back. This is part of the Mtare Youth Sports Association project. A photographer published some of our photographs. Later, I managed to publish another book called Julius. It is all about life in the slums. At the same time, I was also teaching young people in Mathare how to use a camera. At first, they were not interested. They just wanted to play football. But I explained to them what photography is all about, and they became interested. In Mathare, there are so many young people. Some of them are not in school. Many are on the streets, doing nothing. So I decided to help my community. I gave some young people cameras. I encouraged them to start taking pictures of their lives. And I tried to use their photographs for good. I showed people the skill that exists in the slum. They could see the slum through the eyes of the children. I have learned that we should invest in the future of today's young people. It will make the world a better place for everyone to live in.
Julius's pictures are in books and on the internet. One of them is of a brown wheeled trolley. This picture is simple but so effective. The trolley stands on huge grey stones. These trolleys are all over Kenya. People use them to transport goods. People often write on the back of their trolleys. The trolley in Julius's picture has the words, "Set me free." This is the heart cry of many people at Mathare. This picture carries their voices to the world. They only hope it reaches ears that hear.
Shoot Nation and Mwelu Foundation know that a picture really can speak a thousand words. Together, the young photographers are changing their own world. They are the best people to do this because they are the future. The writer and producer of today's program was Marina Santi. The voices you heard were from South Africa, the United States, and the United Kingdom. All quotes have been adapted for this program. Computer users can find our programs on our website at www.radio.english.net. This program is called Young Photographers.